Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you once again. Thank you because of your loving kindness. Thank you because you love us so much, and that is the reason why you pour your love into our heart to be able to love others on your behalf. Father, we thank you for this, and we say, Lord, you will just explain your word to us, that we will not be ignorant of your word, but we shall know you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to continue with our study on Lydia. And today we want to look at an important topic concerning her. Let's go back to our Acts 16 again, if you will. And let's read again what happened in that verse 15. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. We have looked at the fact that Lydia was able to concentrate her thoughts on the Lord. She was called a worshiper of God. The Lord was able to open her heart because she was concentrating on her. And because of this, she was able to receive the word of Paul. She became a born-again Christian. She was a worshiper. She was concentrating on God, but she has not listened to the gospel. The Lord opened her heart. She received Jesus into her life. She became a born-again Christian. She received a new life. And after that, she was baptized. So what is baptism? Baptism, you know, from the original language means to dip something into something. To dip something into liquid. Like you would dip your bread into tea. That will submerge it, will soak it. That is baptisto. You know, baptism, that is where it got the root word. So who is expected to be baptized? From what we have read, baptism is for those people that receive Jesus into their lives, that understand the gospel. The Lord opened their heart. They are drawn to the Lord. They have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They have called Jesus into their heart. Then they will be baptized. Baptism is not for those people that have not received Jesus. Let's go into the scriptures and see what the Bible says about this important thing in the life of a believer. It is an outward sign of an inward change. Let's go to 1 Peter 3, 20 to 21. 1 Peter 3, verse 20. Who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built? In it only few people, ate in all. In it only few people, ate in all, were saved through the water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of that from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, from what we have read, we will see that baptism was even likened to the time of Noah when just eight souls were saved. And he said that in like manner, that this water symbolizes the time when we are baptized, when you are deep into that water, after you have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, What you are saying at that time is that, Lord, give me a good conscience towards God. But if you do it before you receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior, or maybe when you don't even know the good news, when you don't know the left from right, when you were so young and you don't even remember when you were even baptized, the Bible says you have just gone for a good shower. You know, verse 31 says it's just the removal of that from the body. And so, baptism is so symbolic, is so important to us as Christians. It's just the outward declaration that you now belong to God. Although someone can now say that, but how about the thief on the right hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, who did not have the chance of being baptized, and Jesus still told him that, today you shall meet me in paradise? Well, he did not have the opportunity to be baptized. If you have the opportunity to be baptized, then why don't you do it? Because it's in the scriptures. So it means that baptism is very, very important. But water baptism does not save us. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and see what the Bible says. Although baptism is very, very important, but it's the name of Jesus that saves us from all our sins. Let's look at verses 8 and 9 of Ephesians chapter 2. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. It is not of works, so that no one can boast. So, water baptism is very, very important, but we must not replace that with our salvation. We get saved, then we go for baptism. It's not that we go for baptism that gives us salvation, and then we don't need Jesus. But we are only baptized as a declaration to everyone around that we are being saved. Why must we be baptized? Because Jesus commanded it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 28 and start reading from verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So we will see that the Lord Jesus commanded it. As a matter of fact, that was the last thing that Jesus said before the ascension of Jesus Christ. It also is so important because of the spiritual significance. Let's go to Romans chapter 6 and see what the Bible says about baptism. Please, let's read from verse 3. "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Now, the spiritual significance is this: if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." Now, the spiritual significance is this: the day that you were baptized, and it's always important for people to know the significance of what they want to do, because it is very important. The day that you are going to be baptized, and you go into the river or into the pool, whatever body of water that is used, and then the minister of God stands with you, and then you are asked to kneel down so that the two of you, you don't get yourself, you know, into the water at the same time. It's always good, so there won't be any struggling. And the minister put the hand at the back of your neck to be able to lure you. He's telling you that this few seconds that I'm going to lure you into this water is going to symbolize the death of Jesus for you. And so your mind is prepared because you want to die with Jesus. You are praying in your heart that, Lord, let me have this death with you. And the moment you are put inside, because you cannot breathe during that second, it's always a few seconds. So I don't want us to be frightened about this, just few seconds. And so the minister now lured you into the water. That few seconds that you are inside the water is what is called the deadness. You are dead, just like Jesus died. And now that you are taken out, it's just like a split of a second that you are taken out. It symbolizes that one day you're going to resurrect with Jesus. You are dead, but you now resurrect. That is the reason why baptism is so important. Because we can be thinking that, okay, why the baptism? Lydia had done a good thing and received Jesus into her life, and then I proclaimed Jesus, and even all our household, the Bible said, were also baptized. It means that she had told the household everything that happened at the prayer meeting, that we received this gospel today. This is what the gospel said. And then she brought every member of her household for this baptism. This baptism is so important because just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too will start to live a new life in Christ Jesus. The moment you are taken out, the Lord has started a new life in you, living a resurrected, a victorious life in Christ Jesus. And it also gives a confirmation to your heart that on that day that you die and you are buried, because you have received Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you have received that symbol, the picture of what is going to happen to you, that the power of the Lord is going to raise you from the dead and you are going to reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is important for us. It's not a sieve, that is what is going to save us. But God commands it, and if the Lord Jesus commands it, it has to be done by the brethren, by his children. And if it is important, although very, very, but it cannot save. But it cannot save, it also has spiritual significance. It means that it is important for us to do it. If you have not been baptized, you can tell your pastor, and I'm sure that he will be willing to do that for you. If you are baptized when you don't know the gospel, receive the gospel to your heart today. Open your heart. Allow the Lord to open your heart today and receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And as you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will see the great things that will be happening, just as it happened to Lydia, and the whole of your household will follow you to Jesus. I pray that you will be an instrument in the hand of God. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank and worship you because you are the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because of your great teaching of what you want us to do. Give us the grace to be able to understand and to be able to do this, that your name will be glorified. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkely, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.